The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Meditation doesn't have to be a solo practice. Meditation is more fun with friends. Looking for a way to drop in and hang out at the same time? Join us online at Omega Institute for a meditation party with self-proclaimed meditation nerds Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, Sabine Selassie, and Jeff Warren. This three-day retreat will stream live from Omega's Hudson Valley campus May 17th to 19th. Don't miss the party. Reserve your spot at eomega.org/party today.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to the Angel Tarot Show with best-selling author and Angel Tarot expert Radley Valentine. Plan your week ahead with gentle guidance from your angels combined with the wisdom of Tarot and create the magical life you deserve.
Hey everybody, it is Radley here with the Angel Tarot Show, coming to you on MindBodySpirit.fm, the podcast, but also through YouTube. So I wanted to talk to you guys today about something that's on my mind, and I'm calling it the power of perseverance, navigating and thriving through difficult times. I don't know about you, but I experience it all the time where life throws unexpected challenges my way, which can really test my resilience and my determination. Difficult times can throw you. I mean, it can be disheartening, it can be shocking, it can be all kinds of things that keep us from firing on all 8 cylinders. And so what I wanted to talk about is looking at those things as being an opportunity for personal growth and for strength. And to talk about the concept of perseverance and why it's important. One aspect of that that I think is really important is the need to build up resilience. Perseverance is often about resilience, the ability to bounce back from setbacks and to look at adversity as the opportunity to weather the storm and come out the other side much stronger than we were before. I think it's important to look at it from the standpoint of achieving our goals, because many great accomplishments are the result of unwavering perseverance. When we are really determined, really, really determined to change our lives or change our situations, that's when things actually really start to happen. That's where the magic occurs. And then toughness of mind, mental toughness, but also mental clarity. If we try to go through challenging times purely from our emotions, we can find ourselves making poor decisions. We can find ourselves in a place where we don't wind up where we wanted to be. And who wants that? And so by staying in a place of mental strength, we have the ability to have the emotional strength we need to cope with the challenges and have a positive outlook. So let's talk about some strategies for getting through those difficult times. So the first thing I want to talk about is setting clear goals. Clear goals really, really matter. Having a sense of purpose and direction is crucial. Define your goals and then break them down into manageable steps. This gives you a sense of progress. I also feel like it's important to spend time really coming to clarity about what our goals are. I think that if we don't have our goals firmly set, we don't feel rooted or grounded. We feel like the earth is moving beneath our feet. We can have this sense of, I don't feel safe because I don't know where I'm heading. When we know where we're heading, we can set a course. And that by its very nature provides us with a sense of empowerment, provides us with a sense of, I can do this. The number two thing I wanted to talk about is developing a support system. Don't do this alone. reach out to people, find people to help you, your friends, your birth family, your chosen family, wherever you can find a support system, somebody that you can call on a regular basis, somebody that you can text, somebody that you can just say, I'm feeling off my stride today. Remind me how strong I am. Somebody that you can call and say, I'm just having a really challenging day. Tell me it's all going to be okay. And so that emotional support system is very important for lightening your emotional burdens. Number three, stay adaptable. If you are not flexible in your approach, then it's going to feel like things are not going your way. By staying in a place of adaptability and being flexible, it allows small detours or things that don't go quite the way you were expecting to be something that doesn't throw you, but instead is something that you might look at as, wow, here's an opportunity or a way of looking at this that I had not thought of before. So it's important to embrace change as an opportunity for growth rather than a setback. Number four, mindfulness and self-care. Practicing mindfulness and self-care techniques will help you manage your stress and stay focused. If you don't have that self-care element to things, then you're going to start to feel run down. You're going to start to feel like you are so anxiety-laden that you can't get anything done. So meditation, deep breathing, exercise, and adequate sleep are very important components of self-care. Set yourself an alarm on your phone that tells you when you're supposed to be in bed by. I know we all like to curl up with a good book or binge 87 episodes of the newest show on Netflix, but that doesn't help you if it makes you stay up till midnight and you got to be up at 6 a.m. So set yourself time to make sure you get sleep and go get some exercise and don't forget to breathe. Number five, learning from your setbacks. Instead of seeing failures as defeats, view them as a valuable learning experience. Analyze what went wrong and use that knowledge to improve and move forward. Now, this feels a little bit like staying adaptable, but one of them is a moving target while you're in progress. The other is, wow, that didn't go well. Now, how do I redirect my course? So, learning from your setbacks. Now, we talked about persistence. So staying persistent is not the same as being stubborn. That's not going to help you. There's a fine line between perseverance and stubbornness. Know when to adjust your approach and to seek alternate solutions if your current plan seems unproductive. So be persistent, yes. Be stubborn, not helpful. So number seven is to visualize success, to maintain a positive image of your desired outcome. Visualizing success can provide motivation and remind you of the rewards that await for you on the other side of adversity. A friend of mine this morning, somebody, I'm not going to drop names, but Baron Reed, said to me, it's like, this too shall pass. No matter what is going on in your life, this too shall pass. So visualize success and visualize how your life will look. That's one of the things that I do. When I go to bed at night, if I'm feeling anxiety about a particular issue, I daydream as I go to sleep about what the perfect outcome would look like and how I would feel on the other side. This is true law of attraction kind of stuff. Archangel Jophiel can help you with that to help you to stay positive in your mind. Number eight, celebrate small wins. Recognize and celebrate your achievements, no matter how small they may seem, because these moments of success can boost your morale and keep you motivated. So even the little stuff needs to be treated like a big, big win. By doing that, you allow yourself the opportunity to feel like I really am making a big difference in my life, and I can feel good about that. Now, the next thing I kind of want you to think about is the importance of finding joy during your stressful times. So it's like finding the right way to find the play in the times in which you are feeling stressed out. So let's talk about some of the ways that you might do that. So number one, we've already talked about how important it is to have a positive mindset. So working with Joe Fiel and making sure that you take care of that. Also, mindfulness and meditation, really important. Find a mindfulness or meditation practice for yourself. Number three, pursue hobbies and interests. What is that thing that you used to love to do and you haven't done it in 44 hours? How can you bring that back into your life? Whether it is something as mindless as crocheting or something like that, or something that really gets your brain going, whether it is a hobby, like for me, it's vintage cars. I love to go look at antique cars. Makes me so happy. And it's so crazy because it's like, I'll go do it and I'll go to a car show and I'll be so joyful while I'm there. And then I think, why am I not doing this all the time? But find those things, whether it's painting or a musical instrument or gardening or whatever it is that really gives you joy, set time aside for that throughout your day and throughout your life on a regular basis. But also, that's the stuff that you know makes you excited. Explore new adventures. Go out of your comfort zone. Try something new. Try something that makes you feel great in that particular moment of feeling like, wow, there is such great clarity here. I feel so wonderful because I tried something new and I love it. Now, you might try something new and go, well, that was not so great, but now you know you don't like it. And you may learn something about what you might like more by doing that. Next up, laugh more. Laughter is so important, so powerful. I'm sure everybody has their favorite comedians. Mine, I'll just tell you, mine is Kathleen Madigan. I think that woman is a genius. I love all her specials. Kathleen Madigan is hilarious. And to me, it's like I can watch her stuff many times. I think I've watched her Bothering Jesus special 20 times. And I can probably do her entire stand-up act by myself, just hand me the microphone. But it doesn't matter. It makes me laugh every single time. So do whatever you can think of that makes you laugh, whether it's hanging with your friends or watching a comedian, reading a funny book, do something that helps you to laugh. Again, it's really important to do self-care. So take time for a spa day, read a book, take long baths, indulge in your favorite treat. Do stuff that's really, really good for you. Do things that take care of the soul. And another thing you might try is to volunteer and give back. Some people really, really enjoy that whole sense of accomplishment and purpose by volunteering for a charity or volunteering to help other people who are really in a challenging way, or just volunteering about something that you're super passionate about that provides a great positive impact and gives you a sense of purpose and joy to your life. So that's what I'm talking about when I say, on top of all those things that we talked about perseverance, here are things that you can be thinking about that have a lot to do with the concept of having joy and happiness through the day's daily challenging moments. So a lot of you know that I have a new deck coming out. My new deck is called Animal Guides Tarot, and it is coming out very soon on March 5th. And so what I thought I would do is pull three cards for everybody on the topic of persevering through challenging times. So I've just pulled the cards out, and now I'm going to be shuffling them. That's maybe you can hear the shuffling through the microphone. Okay, so let's see what cards we got from Angel Guides to Row Cards. Oh, yay. I love that. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. So this is wild. So all three cards are major arcana cards. So that's big news, big stuff, big important stuff. The first card is The World. And this features a Sheltie. In fact, it features my Sheltie, Riley, Grace, and Peter Patadonia. And so on the card, it says, congratulations on successfully accomplishing what you set out to do. You've made it through the challenges and incorporated the lessons life offered you with grace and courage. And so what I think that's basically telling us is not just to think positively about where we're headed, but also to think about it from the standpoint of, I've been successful in the past. I have had success in the past. I've experienced the energy of the world in the past. And I can do it again now. The next card is the High Priestess. It has an owl on it, and it says, this is the time to pause and reflect, not to take action. Trust in your spiritual gifts, as nothing is hidden from your divine intuition. So to me, this is saying, okay, we've got the past successes that we've had that we can feel really good about, but we've also got this whole concept of going within to understand intuitively what it is that I need to do and what it is that I need to be successful. And finally, the third card we have is Justice, and it has an elephant on it. And it says, fair decisions will be made after all the evidence is reviewed impartially. Have compassion for others and try to see all sides of the disagreement. So this is a card about compromise. So being in this place where we compromise about what it is that we want so that we can take the ideas of others, blend them with our ideas, and come up with something that's better for everybody. So there you've got it. You've got my suggestions for perseverance, my suggestions for having happy moments in any given day, your three-card reading from Angel Guides Tarot Cards. I have a three-part webinar coming up, and it's absolutely free. This is coming up soon, and it's called Three Keys to Life Transformation. You can sign up for that by going over to radovalentine.com/magic. And you can sign up for and get my three keys for how to go through the process of transforming your life into something that you can be super excited and happy about. So that's it for this week. That's the Angel Tarot Show. I hope to see you guys again next week. Stay tuned after the break for your message from the angels regarding your personal questions. Welcome back. It's time for your personal message from the angels regarding your questions of the heart. Hey, everybody. It is Radley here with the Angelic Weather Report for February 11th through the 17th of 2024. Now, we are going to be working with my new deck that comes out March 5th called Animal Guides Tarot Cards. And we'll be using that for the Angelic Weather Report itself. The three cards that I will pull to give us a general understanding of the energy of the week. These three cards are read together to give us a theme. They are not, each card is not for any particular day of the week. They're read together as a theme. Now, if you've been watching lately, you know that I've also been pulling a single major arcana card from Angel Wisdom Tarot cards to give us what angelic energy we might be wanting to complement each card with. So let's go ahead and get started with the Angelic Weather Report for February 11th through the 17th. And the first card that we have is Strength. Funny little story about Strength. This is the very first tarot card I ever pulled in my entire life was Strength. And this card is represented by the Maasai Lion and Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. The card says, true strength is displayed through kindness, forgiveness, and compassion. You have tremendous power and courage. The thing about strength is always to remind us that we are stronger than we realize we are. We have the strength to get through any particular challenge that we want to get through. But the card cautions us to have compassion and forgiveness and understanding for others in the process, as well as for ourselves. We are accomplishing things via strength through kindness. Now, the Maasai Lion and the Lamb, the reason that they're on these cards together is because the lion represents pure courage and power, and the lamb is symbolic of gentleness, vulnerability, and self-acceptance. The card wants you to know you have grace and compassion within you. Apply your loving strength to your current situation and everyone involved. Our next card is the Star. The Star, card number 17, and this has an oriole, the bird, the oriole, on the cover of it. And it says, you're about to take a big leap forward with your life. Worry will be replaced with optimism, fear with hope, and joy is coming home to roost. Well, who doesn't want that particular message? A star shows up when things have been really tough. And now we see that light at the end of the tunnel. We know, oh, okay, it's gonna get better. Finally, That's a great bit of news. Now, the oriole is shown on this Picard because it's a beautiful, joyful bird that is whose arrival is said to indicate happiness and sunshine coming back into your life. Their vivid orange color symbolizes a brighter future and much, much better things to come. One thing that's super cool about orioles is it is said that their eggs hatch usually within 14 days of having been laid. And so it gives us this little time frame of, oh, happy days should be coming within 14 days. Our third card is Two of Earth, and it is represented by the Abyssinian cat. And the card says, you may be under stress because of multiple jobs or too many responsibilities for one person to manage. It's important to balance your work and personal life and bring a spirit of fun to all that you do. And so this is a card that very often does talk about trying to balance too many things, doing too many things. Very often it's for people who work multiple jobs, or maybe you have two major priorities conflicting going on in your life. Maybe you've got one major priority that is work and one major priority that is personal. And these two things are really kind of like stressing you out. Well, this card asks you to find ways to make things fun. It asks you to find a way to balance play with work. And that's because Abyssinian cats are very much about that kind of thing. They're very personable and curious. They simply love to play and explore and to happily experience new things. And so that's why they're on the Two of Earth. So to recap, we've got you're stronger than you think you are. You can do this. Keep compassion and kindness with you at all times. The Star, things will work out. It'll be okay. Two of Earth, it may be a little stressful, but just whistle while you work, if you will. So now let's look at what archangels we might want to be working with. So with the Strength card, the energy of kindness through strength, we have Archangel Michael, who shows up on the Ego card. In traditional tarot, this is the Devil card. And Michael is here to say, you know what? I've got your back. I'm keeping you safe. I'm going to sever your energetic connections to things that no longer help you or no longer work for you. And that's going to really help you to be able to get through this with beauty and compassion. For the Star card, we also have Archangel Michael on the Emperor card. So once again, Michael being there for us to give us support, make us to feel protected, to make us feel safe, and to help us to be in a place of truth and wisdom. Finally, for the Two of Earth card, we have got the Awakening card. This is the Hanged Man in traditional tarot, and it has Archangel Shamuel on it. Shamuel is the Archangel of personal peace. So while we're out there going, that life is a little too crazy, Shamuel helps us to find personal peace during this difficult time. Now, if you've been watching lately, you know that one of the things that I've been doing is I've been pulling four cards. Now, these four cards are meant to answer your personal question. If you were getting a reading from Radley, what question would you be asking right this minute? So I want you to take a moment and think, what question would I ask Radley if I could? Just think about that. Okay. So I have four cards here that I have pulled. Now, I don't even know what these cards are. Okay. I don't even know what they are. But let's find out. So do you feel drawn to card number one for your answer? Card number two for your answer? Card number three for your answer? Or card number four? One, two, three, or four? So if you felt drawn to card number one, wow, then you have been drawn to the Six of Fire. Six of Fire. This card says you may receive a promotion, be chosen for a scholarship, or find that you've been singled out for special recognition. You've done an amazing job and you deserve all the attention. Did you feel called to card number two? If you did, then the answer to your personal question is life experience. Life experience. And this card reads, important changes are coming into your life that will require you to take action. Don't hesitate to move in a new direction, the directions that you know are right for you, all right? If you were drawn to card number three, you're drawn to Ace of Water. And this card says, this is the beginning of a new emotional experience for you. It may be the first blush of romantic love, the rebirth of a current relationship, or the awakening of your spiritual gifts and insights. And if you were drawn to card number four, you were drawn to Four of Earth. And this talks about be cautious about living a life of extremes or seeing things in black and white terms. Consider, for example, whether you are spending too much versus hoarding your wealth, or giving too much emotionally versus building walls that keep people out. So those are the four cards to give you an answer to your personal question. So guys, guess what? I have a new free webinar that is coming up called The Three Keys to Life Transformation. It is coming up very soon. It's absolutely free, totally free. So if you would like to join me for this free three-part webinar series on how to really, really get a grasp on making changes in your life that will make you really happy, you can go to radleyvalentine.com/magic and sign up to join us. So that's it. That is your angelic weather report for February 11th through the 17th. I hope you guys have a magical week.
You've been listening to the Angel Tarot Show with Radley Valentine. To discover more, visit radleyvalentine.com/podcast.
What is it you really want in life? No matter what you've been through, you can still achieve it. I'm Sandra Ann Taylor, and in my Energy Activation podcast, we'll explore the science of manifestation, and I'll give you specific techniques to shift your energy in order to make your dreams a reality. I also do live energy readings, and you can be a part of the show by emailing your questions to me at sandrataylor.net. Join me on the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network or wherever you get your podcasts.